holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Did you know that believers were referred to as little ones?
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a wonderful day, splendid day. Great day, great day, great day. It is. No matter what's happening to you, tell yourself that today is a great day. Almost that Tony the Tiger thing. Just great day. It is. Don't let anybody pull you down, man. No, don't let them do it. You don't need to let that happen. You just keep moving forward, keep looking forward. You know how, like, when you don't want somebody to get over in your lane and you keep looking forward because you don't want them to get over into your lane? Don't let that bad day try to overtake you. Don't let the devil try to overtake you. Don't let enemies try to overtake you. Keep yourself looking forward and moving forward. Don't let them in. Let God help you, man. I'm telling you, today is just one of those days. It just is. It's a great day. Let's see. What is going on with you and in your life? You know, are you still uncomfortable or are you comfortable with the new you? The new you. Are you comfortable with the new you? Some people aren't. Some people are not. And it's tragic because you should be getting used to the new you by now. Or maybe, you know, you still got a little time to go and little ways to go before you can get all the way into this believing thing, you know? Because a lot of times when things don't go our way, we get discouraged or whatever. And so when we get discouraged, we tend to step away from believing. Don't let it happen to you. Don't let it happen to you. Every day that you wake up, do something positive. Do something positive, whether it be in your own life or do something positive in someone else's life. Do something positive in your community. Do something positive for your employees. Do something positive for your employer. Do something positive, man. Your coworkers, do something positive. Like I told y'all before, go and grab some candy and put it in a bowl. You know, some self-wrapped candy, not self-wrapped, but individually wrapped candies. Put them in a bowl and sit them on your desk and let everybody just, you'll see everybody start migrating to the candy. And every week you change it up. You know, little things like candy. Simple thing like candy every day, man. Or water, you know, bottled water at your desk. I mean, who knows? Little things like that is what brightens people's days. You know, you just never know the little things in life that just go a long ways. You know, especially when you're having a bad day. Oh, when you feel your day going down, go do something nice for somebody else. Yeah, take your mind off of what's happening to you. Do something for somebody else. Yeah, and that will make it a great day. I'm telling you, it just will. Whether it be for you or someone else, it will be a wonderful day. Oh yes, it will. Don't let anybody tell you different. I'm your friend and I'm going to tell you the truth. God is with us and He's making everything possible. Like we talked about earlier this week, there's nothing impossible for you. Everything is possible. If you to those who believe, nothing is impossible. Absolutely nothing. Especially if God shows you how to speak to it and do it and bring it to Him and all that. Everything is possible to them that believe. Oh man, glory to God. Listen, all right. We are going to talk about the parable of lost sheep. We're still in Matthew 18, we're going to start at verse number 12. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others on the hills and go after to search for the one that is lost? Yeah, he'll do that. And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he will rejoice over it more than over the 99 that didn't wander away. He will rejoice over the one that he found that was lost. He'll rejoice over that one more than the other 99 that stayed on the hill. Verse number 14. In the same way, it is not my heavenly Father's will that even one of these little ones should perish. I told you before, God didn't make the hell for people. That is not his will for you to go to hell. That's not his will for you to be in torment after this life. That's not his will. But it will happen if we don't seek after his will, if we don't walk after his will, if we don't believe his will. That one man lost one sheep out of 100, and he went to chasing after that one, trying to find out where he is, and found it, and he's going to rejoice over it. That's how God rejoices when he finds us. When he finds one of us that we were in the kingdom and we walked away, and he goes and finds us. He rejoices just like that. You want to see God rejoice? Let someone who was, you know, a believer who became an unbeliever, let God find them because they got lost. You know, and a lot of times that's what happens to a lot of us. We become believers. We do what the Bible, we read the Bible. We do what God says. We go to church. We're part of this auxiliary at the church. We get busy inside the church to do things and be a part of the local church community. We do that. And sometimes when you're doing all of that, sometimes you lose your way because things happen, whether it be a death or something that happens, or you lose a job, or you lose your company, or you have to move out of your community, or something, you feel embarrassed about something, whatever it is. Sometimes you lose your way. And people, you know, the 99 have moved on. They kept growing and you stopped growing because you turned off on a tangent. You turned off on another road. And so now God has to leave the 99 on the side of the hill and come find you. Yeah, he has to come find you. Remember, we were reading a verse before. It was talking about if one convinces a person to come back to the kingdom, he saved a sinner from death. You know, when we walk away from the Lord, we become sinners again. And so God has to come out and seek and find us. And so when he finds us, not that he doesn't know where we are, but we have to be willing to follow. Because even if he found the sheep, right? If the sheep didn't want to follow him, you know, the sheep would stay or run away from him. And then the sheep would run into all types of dangers. Maybe wolves, coyotes, whatever. Danger. And so when God finds you, you have to be willing to follow him. And if you're not willing to follow him, you know, you turn yourself in or you make yourself available to other dangers in this life that you don't know about, other dangers that you have not seen yet. Or if you've seen those dangers, you don't know that they're out there for you when you're just lost. Because the question is, where would you run a lost person? They're just wandering. They don't know. They don't know the neighborhoods. They don't know if this is a good neighborhood, a bad neighborhood, a neighborhood where there's danger, a neighborhood where there's fatal danger. I mean, you just don't know. But when God finds you, man, when God finds you, he is rejoicing because you're deciding to follow after him again. But again, like I said, people lose their way sometimes. You can't throw stones at them because they lost their way, driving them further and further away from the herd. You know, there are people in church that's going to do wrong stuff and do. And sure, sometimes we do have to get rid of them because they won't change. But we're trying to work with them so that they have a chance, just like we had a chance to change. But when they don't change and they're putting every other people in danger, then we have to excommunicate them or stay away from them until they come to their senses. When they come to their senses, that means God is dealing with them and God will lead them back to the fold. Now we as sheep, You know, we wait on Him. We wait on Him. Sometimes you get tired of waiting. Sometimes God moves kind of slow, it seems. You know, sometimes it just seems like God's not moving as fast as we need Him to move. But you got to remember, He's moving as fast as needed. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others and go on and find the one? Yeah, he'll do that. The one that's lost, he'll go look for him. If that's what we do, imagine that's what God would do. You know, you have two dogs or you have two pets, and some kind of way one of the pets get away or something, they get lost, and now you're walking the neighborhood searching for them, putting up pictures and signs and hoping that somebody calls you to let you know, hey, we have your pet, he's here or she's here or something like that. You know, you leave the one at home, right? Or maybe you take them with you, I don't know. But you go searching for the one that you lost is the point. That's the point I'm making. You go search for the one that's lost. So it's the same thing with your children. You don't just wander away from your children just because they don't want to trust God now, or they don't like you now. They you have a problem between the both of you. Well, whatever it is, just try to work it out. Go search for them. People love to know that somebody's looking for them, I guess. We do, especially when we're lost, when we realize that we're lost and we're looking around, we don't know what we can trust or who we can trust. But then that person that's been looking for you finds you and works you back to the Lord. He works you back to the side of the mountain with the other 99. That's what we do. We don't drive people away. We pull them in. We pull them in because that's how God draws us through love and kindness. He draws us closer to Him. And when we come closer to Him, He comes closer to us. And that's what we do. That's what we want. We don't want to lose not one disciple. We don't want to lose not one member. We don't want to lose not one believer. You know, we don't want to lose them. But sometimes they walk away, or like I said, things happen to where they step away from God. You don't like that. I don't like that. I don't want that. But it happens. And if He finds it, the one that's lost, I tell you the truth, He will rejoice over the one more than the 99 that he didn't lose. In the same way, it is not my Heavenly Father's will that even one is lost or one perishes. God's will is best, not ours.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.